Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. Self-care is intentional and habitual. I know nowadays we get so many images about self-care, and they're usually something around getting a facial, taking a hot bath, getting your nails done. And that's all great. Trust me, I am a girl that gets a mani and a pedi on a regular basis, so I am not against that. And all those things are great. They are like the decorations. They are the extra wonderful things that we kind of do to just make things a little extra. However, if you have not built the foundation of your self-care, the basics of your self-care to help hold yourself up, getting the nails done, doing the facials, hot baths, it's not really gonna do the job. So let's start with one, being intentional about our self-care. You actually have to say, I am going to care for myself and this is how I'm going to do it. Not random, oh, look at that. I have an extra 30 minutes today. Let me see if I can sneak some self-care in. No. Three things: that you're going to do it, what you're going to do, and when you are going to do it. Otherwise, it becomes something that we might get to, and then suddenly we're super stressed out, really overwhelmed, and we're feeling like we are nobody's priority because we haven't set the intention of caring for ourselves. Here's the thing. If you don't set the intention, nobody else is. Just kind of is the way it is. It is up to you to require yourself to care for yourself and to set the boundaries for other people to respect the self-care that you are practicing. It's easier said than done. Yes, this is true. However, if you really want to make a change in your self-care practice, that is one of the first things that you have to do. So not only do you have to be intentional, self-care has to be a habitual practice. It needs to become habit in order for it to be effective. For instance, if you want to lose weight, right? You can't maybe work out on Monday and then not really do anything until the following week and eat a really healthy breakfast, but then eat McDonald's for lunch. It just doesn't really work. You're not going to lose the weight if you don't consistently practice that over a long period of time. Same thing for self-care. If you don't consistently do it over a period of time, you're not going to really feel the difference. It's something that you need to incorporate into your daily practice. Even if it's just 5 minutes here, 10 minutes, whatever it is. Do something consistently over a long period of time before you decide that it doesn't work for you. Those are two of the biggest foundational practices of self-care that you have to have: intention and habit. That may seem too simple to believe, but there you have it: intention and habit. So your challenge for this week is to intentionally pick something that you are going to do for self-care and to do it at least 3 times this week. Maybe that's working out 3 times this week. Maybe that is taking a morning walk or a lunchtime walk. Maybe you are going to journal every morning for 5 minutes. Maybe meditating in the evening every night for 5 minutes. It really does not have to be a large investment of time. What it needs to be is an intentional choice that you do consistently for the week. Three times. That's all. That's 15 minutes. 15 minutes out of your week that you decide to intentionally care for yourself. I don't think that's too much to ask. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at @mylifeisabeach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.